Welcome to Sunday Service with Dr. Paula Price. Take a seat, open up your Bible, and prepare to enjoy an evening of praise, worship, revelation, and insight as Dr. Price releases pearls of wisdom from the throne of God. Tonight's praise and worship is presented by Prophet Ursula Wright. Visit www.uwright.com for her ministry contact and booking information. Again, that's www.uwright.com.
Your precious blood, Jesus. And I hail your name. For even your word magnifies above the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Y'all phrase for me. Envy. Everybody get blessed with me. So-and-so call and tell you something is good. Just like, oh, God did that for you. Envy. You don't even know what it sounds like. It's become so close to you, it sounds like you. Selfishness. You don't call it selfish, you call it got to look out for number one.
Amen.
You see? But all of those things are the weapons of Satan's warfare. Those are his arsenal at work in your soul.
Amen.
It's time to be free, people.
Yes.
It's time to be free.
Amen.
And see, God made a covenant with you to see to it that you did not miss eternal life. So if all of those things in your soul looks like they will cost you eternal life if they're giving prosperity and success and gonna keep you broke.
Yes, yes.
Because your soul is the most important thing in the world to Christ.
Amen.
Christ don't care if you got to walk to work every day with your shoes on or wrapped around your neck. Yeah. He will let you do that. This is the same, because see, we taught you a lying gospel.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this is the same Jesus that said that if your eye offends you, pluck it out.
Amen.
So how much does he care about your eyes? He said if your right hand offends you, cut it off. So this is the same guy that says it's better that you enter into life corrected and made than to enter whole and full of shame and blame.
Amen.
They told you God will do anything for you to feel good, live good, whatever, but is he doing it? The question is the gospel you believe living itself out in your life?
Jesus.
Is the gospel that you have spent so much money on books, tapes, and recordings and all of that, we don't even want to talk about seminars and stuff, is that gospel flourishing your life?
Amen.
Is that a good question?
Yes.
Because you've got a library full of spiritual stuff.
Yes. Yes.
You've got Bibles, yes, etc. You don't read them. You bought 16 Bibles and thought if I keep buying another translation, I could probably understand it. God ain't enough but let you buy it, put it on the shelf, and he still hasn't broken the seal on it. You still trying to get past in the beginning, God. You do understand that there was a beginning. And you knew God was there. that's your man. You know, right? You said Amen. In the beginning, God. Amen. You don't realize that the enemy needs you to curse you, to hurt you, to condemn you, to depress you, to rob you, to kill you, to deprive you. He needs your permission.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The whole of the Bible is about telling you how to defeat God's enemy when he is. It wasn't meant to tell you, well, you know, that's just old stuff. If it's, honey, let me tell you, death is not old.
Yes.
It takes babies every day.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Death's not old. Aging, not old. Lying, not old. Cheating, stealing, not old.
Amen.
Those are, they are timeless destroyers.
Yes. Amen.
The destroyers of our souls.
Come on.
So Jesus wanted to let us know how God beat the adversary that grew up in his midst. And the totality of scripture is to train you. Anybody hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
To do what he did.
Amen.
How did he learn how to beat a devil that he made that infected his entire society?
Amen.
How did he learn? What did he learn? He had to understand, how did God manage to keep himself alive all these ages? And the worlds that he's made, and the species that he populates those worlds with. What did he learn? He wrote it in the book, but you know what? It's old. And it's too old for you to learn. So you'll die young, die broke, die unfulfilled, die impoverished. When all of the answers are in the book you can't stand. Half of y'all read that book from Oprah, that Cartoli's book, and so proud of yourself. You got through it. Oh, y'all think I don't know it, but God knows it. And you read that thing and asked God to give you revelation to read that devil stuff.
Jesus.
But couldn't ask him for the same revelation to learn about him.
Amen.
You took those classes with the devils, wondering why God won't bless your life. He's offended. He is offended.
Amen.
Oh yeah, you think I don't know? So I'm in your business tonight because I am who I am.
Come on.
Amen.
Why seek ye the living among the dead? Should not a people seek their God?
Amen.
You going to all of these meetings, going to your little yoga meditation.
Come on.
You sitting there communing with Kundalini. No, I was in that. You can't wait. You got your little yoga pants on. You wearing the devil's outfit.
Wow.
Got your little yoga pants on. You just so happy you got a little tiny butt no bigger than a grape, and you proud of that. The rest of y'all so happy that your behind looks like a barn door. You got to open it up for the world to see. You didn't get that from your God. So God knows you're already mistreating him. Poor. You're already veering away from him. Poor. So I'm going to tell you right now, all of y'all who in that meditation, God's not going to bless that.
Tell it. Talk about it.
Come on.
I don't care what anybody says. God's not going to bless it. That's a Buddhistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another God.
Yes.
Amen. That's another God.
Yes,
God. That's another God. See, because we call it culture.
Uh-oh.
I'm there. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. See, culture, let me just help you out.
Come on.
See, I don't take a revelation and just run with it.
Amen.
I exhaust that thing. The word culture comes from the word cultus.
Yeah.
C-U-L-T-U-S, which is, which we finally had broke down to cult.
Yeah.
Typically, in early days, when you saw U-S on the end of a word, it was because it indicated adoption.
Right.
So the culture that you're talking about is literally the worship and ritual of a particular community in obeisance and reverence to their God.
Right.
culture and deities have always been one and the same.
That's right. That's right.
So you know how y'all love culture?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
So those religions that we stop calling religion so we can get you out of being a Christian are actually now culture. Those devils have renamed themselves.
Yes.
But when you dig into their past, you're going to find the same demon.
Right.
So look up Brother Kundalini. Don't take my word for it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was in that.
Yeah.
Look for it. Because the purpose of that spirit is to get your spinal cord to accept its entry into your being so that it can control you. The reason they tell you to keep your mind blank, because an active mind blocks out spiritual invasion.
Amen.
That's why the devil wants you to think. He wants you to feel.
Yeah.
Right.
He doesn't want you to think. You can't process his information.
Yes.
If you are filled with thinking on Christ. That's why you notice we wanted a few religions. You ever notice we want to sing? Everybody is silent. We sing. All of other religions. Really? You ask us to say, then we go.
Yeah.
You ask the Christian to say. We can't do it. We can't do it.
Yes.
Full of the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible said God is always moving.
Yes.
The universe never stopped. If it did, everything would drop.
Amen.
God is a moving God.
Yes.
But you're supposed to sit there and let your mind go blank for the thing that's trying to take it over.
My God.
Oh, but you understand, Dr. Price, I only do the exercises.
Help us. Come on, talk about it.
I don't do that. I just do the exercises. You may just do the exercises,
right?
But they are doing the entrance.
Right.
So the devil will tell you it's okay. Half of y'all got on drugs because somebody told you they didn't really do drugs. It wasn't really drugs. It was just a release of tension. Now you and your tension abound. You didn't want to go out and say, think I'll be a druggie today. Think I'll be a druggie today. Give me something to help me to be a druggie today. No, you didn't do that. You sat there and said, I'm sick of life.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I can't find an answer. My mind is confused.
Yeah.
I got help. Satan always has help. He's the original health ministry. I got help. Let me help you out. And you look around 3 months later.
Yes.
And you no longer can find the help or the helper. But now you have to find hundreds and hundreds and thousands and thousands of dollars for a 15-minute solution to a problem that was only temporary. Why? Because pharmakia is a real devil. If you look it up, it says the medication of a sorcerer.
Hi, this is Prophet Ashley. Luke 6 tells us to give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. Because you've been blessed by today's message, go to www.drpaulaprice.com and click on Sow a Seed. And now for the continuation of today's message.
Don't take my word for it. You can check me out. I'm not offended if you do a little research. Matter of fact, I'm a praise
you.
Pharmacy was about the sorcerer's drugs. The potion of witches and wizards.
Yes,
ma'am.
That's right.
My God.
That's right.
So I forgot to get you free.
Yes. Jesus.
So what is that telling you?
Jesus.
You always say everything's a demon. Yeah, it is. If it's not a Jesus, it's a demon. No, you got two options here, folks. We're a hell of a lot of choice. Now, we got 32 flavors. We got 32 flavors of demons. We got, hallelujah, we got 66 flavors of Jesus. Come on now. But you only have two options. Let me tell you the secret to life. The secret to beating life is this. Understanding all you get is the choice.
Yes.
The consequences are already stacked.
Wow. That's right.
Wow.
Can I say that? The consequences are stacked. You don't get an opportunity to choose the consequences. You decide to make a right turn. You did not design the landscape. All you chose was the turn. Does anybody get what I just said?
Yes.
That's why when you went out with that guy and that boy date raped you, you made the choice.
Yes.
But he too had one.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Y'all still working with me?
Yes.
You chose that.
Yes.
And if you were saved, the Holy Ghost said, don't you do that.
Right.
So the Holy Ghost is a good God.
Yes.
So he's a good God. He's not just a good God. He's a good God.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost said, don't do that.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit says don't do that, you know what he's saying? Because we're not going to be.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Amen.
If he goes through the trouble.
Whoa.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm messing with you now, aren't I? Do I still get snacks afterwards? And it's shrinking every moment. My snacks are straight shrinking with every word. Boy, I'm going to be on a fast before I get out of here. Woo, Jesus. See, people have not told you how God thinks. You're dealing with God in the pulpit, that 30-minute sermon, and you're a library of 30-minute sermons.
Come on.
But that's not our God.
Come on.
Our God is a king and over a kingdom.
Yes.
He's overrun. God is running this planet with countless devils, countless angels, 8 billion people, and we don't know how many animals.
Amen.
He's not a sole proprietor.
Mm.
Wow. You treat him as if he's a sole proprietor. I said to one of my members, I must have been repeating it for the last 5-7 weeks. When you deal with me in this capacity, because some of y'all are doing it to your own leader. When you deal with me in this capacity, you there, me here, you're dealing with an individual. When I'm out of this capacity, this preach moment, I become an institution. And how you deal with an institution and how an institution responds to you as an individual, very different.
Yes.
A lot of you were thinking you were dealing with the God in your prayer closet, and of course we all know you can control him. But there is the God over all creation.
Yes.
And God, when you're dealing with masses, you have to have some major things. This is a quality leadership statement, so let me lay this out for you. You have got to have, number one, standards and criteria.
Amen.
You've got to have descriptions and definitions. You have got to have systems and procedures. You have got to have, this is very important, uniformity. You want people to leave your church, keep changing things.
Yeah.
Folk can't roll with last week it was that and this week it's that. And people don't like change anyhow, even when it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get a good job and got to ride 35 more minutes. You're going to complain about the 35-minute ride instead of praising about the $15,000 raise.
Amen.
You have got to have uniformity. And you have to have remedies. And those remedies have got to be, they have to apply across the board. You've got to have continuity. Now, I just, if you just study those things, I just made you a good leader.
Amen.
Now, here's how leadership works. Leadership says that I cannot play favorites.
Amen.
Because people will leave when they suspect bias.
Amen.
Come on.
Which means, now here's where the problem comes, because the people who work for you think
right.
they should have exemption because they work for you.
That's right. Wow.
And I can forgive you all day long
right.
as an individual,
right.
but I cannot back you as an institution.
Right.
Come on.
Wow.
Amen.
You see, this was worth the night, wasn't it?
Yes. Amen.
Because you are treating God as if he's an individual. He is your personal savior.
Yes.
But understand, he's the possessor of heaven and earth.
Yes.
He has got to keep his system going. God already made up his mind that he wasn't going out.
Come on.
Like that or this. God's like, I am never going to die. I'm going to live forever. My kingdom is a kingdom which will never be destroyed. I want you to get an attitude about the person who would make those kind of statements.
Amen.
Make them once in before time, once in his existence, and then maintain. I want you to think about that. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
God says, I'm never going to lose.
Amen.
Didn't he say that?
Yes.
He said, I'm never losing.
Yes.
Of all that thou hast given me, I've lost nothing.
Jesus.
And you want to say, but Jesus, you are going to the cross, right?
Right, right.
And he said, but I have power to lay my life down
right.
and to pick it up again.
Yes. Glory.
So I'm going. So for us, we know that we die, it's over. He went to hell. It was a visit. Just thought I'd go spend a little time down there, do an inspection in hell. We go to hell, we ain't getting out.
Amen.
I want you to hear this, because it's very important that you stop living your life as if you control your daddy at home and start realizing that this man has a duty to all creation. God cannot play favorites.
Amen.
He, in order for him to mitigate, that means ease his justice, his judgment. And to temper his justice, he invented something that he imposed on himself and retains for his own prerogative called mercy. And if he doesn't feel like having mercy, his agents of judgment will do their job.
Amen.
Now, we have a government in D.C.
Yes.
They do not come and knock on your door, but they're in your life.
Yes.
They have a force of agents and workers and representatives that see to it that the will of the government happens, because guess what? America ain't trying to be done either.
Amen.
At least up until recently, but we won't get into that. God made up his mind, I'm never going to cease to be. Now, I may cause things to cease to be, but I'm going to always be the cause and the effect. He made up his mind. There are things that God is not going to correct because you shouldn't have gotten in.
Wow.
And he's not going to correct. He said that. And you know when God's not going to help you, because this is what he'll say. You know, Pops, I can talk to you like this.
Yes.
I'll be with you. When he says, I'll be with you, we're going through the fire. But don't worry about it. You get a little singed, a little scorched, but we're coming through. When God said, I'm going to be with you,
yes.
or my other personal ones, do you trust me?
Oh, Jesus.
When God starts talking about, do you trust me?
Trust
oh, my Lord. You almost wish you had paid attention to the faith classes. Because you know at that moment you don't have enough. When he starts saying, do you love me? Anybody who asks you, do you love me, is about to get over on you. Because you know, we use that phrase when we get ready to maneuver somebody. You my boy, right? You my girl, right? You love me, right? We like this. And you want to go. No, I ain't gonna fist you. No. My fist is occupied. Because God has got to maintain balance.
Amen.
The difference between an evangelical church and an evangelical word and an apostleship one is this.
Come on.
Evangelicals are sent to open the world to Christ.
Okay.
And they're doing their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Apostles are sent to guard the kingdom for Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're doing their jobs.
Oh, Jesus.
We have ambassadors that welcome. Hallelujah. And we have agents that guard.
Amen.
And God has both.
Amen.
And there are times, you said, well, he could have just told me. No, he couldn't, because if you know, it's one of those things that if, when you go into a really wealthy store, they said they have to ask.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But God is like, well, if you have to bring the issue up, clearly, my answer to it won't matter to you. Because if you didn't know better than to keep them and keep that to yourself and work that out yourself, you're already gone. You're going to go through this trial. Sometimes the trials are simply to give you information you couldn't get unless you lived it.
Amen.
Wow.
Trials are for your judgment center, for your expertise, for your wisdom. Is this okay? So sometimes you didn't do anything wrong. Except be, y'all forgive me for saying it like this, but this is for effect. Except be dumb. I found it when I was in my dumbest, I was in my deepest trials.
Yep.
God, what did I do to you?
Yep.
And God was like, that's the point. God needs you to be wise as he is wise.
Come on.
But some wisdoms you cannot read in a book.
Yep.
You have bought, some of y'all bought tons of books. Y'all got a book on everything. I like the saints that said, I'm just going to read up on it, so I don't have to go through it. Baby, you cannot outread God. God gave that person a book to write. So you think he doesn't know that it's not going to work for you? But you have to know how the king works. And some of you don't know that. Many of you are listening to someone say, no, God's got to do it. God is sovereign. He has, listen, even if God, let's say God is doing what he has to do. Let's say he is. How many of y'all at this moment can tell me what he got to do right now? And then prove it. See, you can't prove it. You don't know that God didn't do what he said he was going to do. He might have done it and scheduled it for 2017. You talk about he even failed you in 2015. That's why when you get to 2017, you're going to be embarrassed.
Wow.
Lord, I'm so sorry. God, I'm touching, bro. Because you know we're going to do that to him. We do it to him all the time. And he knows it, so he just doesn't say anything.
Amen.
He just lets you fuss. He just turns your channel off. So it's not in his ears. And he lets you fuss for 2 years.
Amen.
While he sets it up.
Hallelujah.
But now, here's what I gave you, an example of unbelief in action. But faith in action is a different thing. It's a different response. Faith in action says, God, I don't know, but I know that your thoughts to me are good and not evil. I know you're about giving me a future and a hope. I know that my days are in your hand. I know that you are in control of all things. See, that kind of response will wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I noticed that it didn't say be in a good mood. But I like the word courage. Because at the end of the word courage is R-A-G-E for rage. Cool your rage.
Amen.
And wait on it.
Hallelujah.
Is that powerful?
Amen.
You have to admit, I got it going on here. I'm not kidding. Yes, I am.
Thank you for attending today's Sunday sermon with Dr. Paula Price. Don't forget to participate in Dr. Price's live, weekly, interactive radio talk show right here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/Paula Price Show.